qualifications by Dr. Sharon Armes, MD. The date of examination is 10/31/22. The name of the patient is Michael Epstein, E-P-S-T-E-I-N. This is a treble exercise stress test, cardiac care associates, letterhead file, EST space, Epstein space, M. Treble exercise stress test, date of examination, 10/31/22. Referring physician, Jerome Katz, MD. Performing physician, Sharon Armes, MD. New paragraph, clinical indication. 54-year-old male with history. COVID pulmonary embolism and hypertension for stress test on medication, parentheses, COSAR 25 milligrams, comma, metoprolol XL 25 milligrams, comma, hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligrams, QID, close parentheses, period. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, colon normal sinus rhythm, comma, J point elevation, period, baseline blood pressure, colon 128 over 75, period, baseline heart rate, colon 68 beats per minute, period, new paragraph. Actually, before new paragraph, baseline O2 saturation, 98%. New paragraph. The patient underwent treble exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 9 minutes and 34 seconds, semicolon, 34 seconds into stage 4 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 155, parentheses, 93% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 190 over 90 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 29450, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a one-minute cool-down period at the speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. New paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort or significant dyspnea during stress. The recovery period, stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10.5 mets. The patient had baseline borderline hypertension with a hypertensive blood pressure response to stress. Period. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise on his beta blocker. The patient had a final blood pressure of 120 over 66 and a heart rate of 78 at the end of the recovery period. There were VPCs noted at peak stress. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. Please add, before the conclusions, where, let me just see where we're going to do this. Before it says the patient had baseline borderline, before it says, let's see, where it says stress was terminated due to fatigue, please add the patient had an O2 saturation upon cessation of exercise of 97%, period. To continue where we are, conclusions. One, normal ECG portion treble exercise stress test to 93% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. Two, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort or significant dyspnea during stress of the recovery period with O2 saturation. Going from 98% at baseline to 97% post-peak stress exercise. Three, the patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10.5 mets, decreased from his prior stress test. Four, the patient had baseline borderline hypertension with a hypertensive blood pressure response to stress with ineffective blunting of his blood pressure response to stress on his current medication. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise despite his beta blocker. Five, there were VPCs at peak stress, but there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armes, M.D.